As this is the first time I take the floor, allow me to congratulate you, Ambassador, for assuming your duties and leading our work in the GGE. I did not intend to speak this morning, but must exercise the right of reply to the remarks made by the delegates of the Palestinian Authority in Venezuela, who once again exploit this forum to spread fallacies and misinformation. Among these, the Palestinian delegate made outrageous allegations about the use of artificial intelligence systems that choose targets in Gaza. But there is nothing between the type of systems we focus on in this forum and her arguments. Israel is not using any AI system that autonomously chooses targets, let alone engages them. The intelligence-based procedures Israel employs for the identification of targets is handled by humans, and Israel has been transparent about this. Israel has the right, and indeed the obligation, to defend its citizens and territory by taking all legitimate measures to secure the release of the hostages and neutralize the threat with which it is contending. Israel is facing a ruthless terror organization that deliberately embeds its activity within the civilian populations and endangers civilians. We have yet to hear any delegate of the Palestinian Authority condemn this vile and unlawful strategy. Israel highly appreciates the professional nature of the GGE and will continue to seek active and constructive dialogue. We would like to thank you and your team for all the efforts in compiling the rolling text, which is a good basis for our discussions this week. I thank you.